across Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
I wasn't sure if it was going to work. So I took the chance of, you know, just the off chance, seeing if I could help this family. I don't personally know them. So I set it up and the response has been amazing.
The response from people, what have you got, 1,400 people following this Facebook group now?
Yeah, and that's in 4 days.
Why do you think this has appealed to so many people? Why has it captured their hearts?
Well, Lingonsea is not a bad place, but honestly, seeing everyone, how we've all worked together, you know, there's other people doing other pages or waiting at the storage place. Everyone has done brilliantly.
In terms of donations, what sort of donations have been coming forward so far?
Well, through the page, I've sent them to, you know, other people that are dealing with the donations. There's been clothes, toys for the children, Tesco's, they've donated clothes, everything, beds, everything that you would need to start a house up, basically. They've got all of that now.
Is that what they need then? Because the house, I mean, we're looking at the pictures here, have been absolutely devastated.
Yeah, it has. There's nothing left to imagine, to be honest. You wouldn't think that was a home.
So in terms of donations, what sort of things are they still looking for?
Ornaments, you know, things to make a house look homely.
And it's just to kind of help them rebuild and really get their lives back on track, however difficult
definitely.
That may be.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of people coming forward and getting involved, what's the best way of going about that, do you think, Tony?
People have just basically contacted me or anybody else on the site, you know, asking for advice and putting their ideas forward. And everyone's been up for literally everything. All the ideas, everyone's stuck to. We're doing a fundraiser soon as well to, you know, raise some money for this family as well.
And if people want to find out where it is, what do they need to type into Facebook?
My auntie has set up another Facebook page and it's Wellington Hatfield Community. I think that's what the name is. And that's going to have all the fundraisers, days out, everything like that, so the community can still be in contact with each other after this problem's been solved.